Peter, I look around the world and I read all these stories and read them to my listeners, and to me it seems as though the process is accelerating. You know, this Kilimanjaro thing, just the latest of a long, long string of stories. I mean, go talk to the Eskimos. Boy, is that scary stuff. What's going on up in Alaska? With the rate of acceleration of all of this, do you want to make any scientific guesses, Peter, about where we're headed and how soon we might get there?
Well, I just parrot what I've heard from our best climate modeler at the University of Washington. He's a guy named David Battisti, and he does the mathematical modeling of what happens to atmospheres as you warm them, and he's an expert at world climate models. So he's a guy who's really looking forward, and he uses the computer models to predict in the future, using
yes.
past data in the past.
Yes.
And his bottom line is that we will have 1,000 parts per million carbon dioxide in the atmosphere in 100 to 150 years.
Huh.
We have 360 right now, going to 380. But the point is that the last time we had 1,000 ppm was the Eocene epoch. This was right after the Age of Dinosaurs. The entire world was a jungle. I mean, this was a world that was absolutely jungle from pole to pole.
Huh.
We had crocodiles and palm trees in Washington State at that time. We have plenty of fossils of them. I take my kids up, and they go, wow, Hawaii and Washington. Well, Seattle hasn't had a good palm tree in 60 million years. But we'll have them in 100 years if this guy is correct.
In 100 years?
100 years. We're looking at a world warm enough that Washington State has palm trees and crocodiles. And I don't mind palm trees and crocodiles, but here's what I really mind. I don't want malaria, dengue fever, Ebola, and all the other goodies that the tropics have. That's the whirlwind that we reap.
Yes. And in 100 years, let's move north a little bit into Canada and the Yukon and Alaska. What's that going to look like in 100 years?
Well, you certainly have no glaciers. You're going to find a very rapid change in vegetation. I mean, those places have really scrub spruce, and they have Sitka spruce. They've got these all these trees that are really adapted to cold and to dry, because so many of the Yukon, those areas are very dry, of course. They get snow, but it's not a lot of rainfall. Rainfall patterns change. It gets warmer and wetter, and probably you start getting cedar and Douglas fir up there, so you're going to have a change of our vegetation sort of in the Washington State region way up north. But the bad news is that high CO2 has been found to work really badly with our crops. Corn and wheat reduce their yields in higher CO2. That's bad news.
How much of a factor do you think that man's presence is in worsening the situation that's underway anyway?
Well, that's a question I get all the time. I mean, people say, well, you know, you have this extinction of 250 million years ago, and you say that volcanic activity caused it. Well, there's no humans back 250 million years ago, so
right.
So what?
Right.
But the point is that the volcanoes are still doing their thing today, and they have been forever.
Right.
So we have all this natural CO2 coming from the volcanoes, so it's not as if we're putting out the majority of CO2. It's just our SUVs and our industry is putting enough extra out there.
So are we a factor? Yes,
oh, yeah.
Or no? Yeah. Oh, yes, you
totally.
Said. Totally, huh?